Good morning, Lions. It is Monday, February 22nd, 2021. Welcome to school, and these are our morning announcements. Super big welcome to fifth grade students. Welcome back to school to the 2020-21 school year. Our whole school, all of our students, are back.
Hooray, Ben is going back to school today. I'm actually happier about that than I sound. I'm happier about it because, again, for a year we've been doing... I've said this so many times, I feel like I'm just repeating myself again, which is that if COVID really is everything we've been told that it is, we are doing everything wrong. Now, again, I'm not saying that I'm in favor of big lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is... we're like a politician who is pretending to do something about a problem, or at least pretending to look like we're doing something about a problem, because if they didn't do nothing, then we would blame them. We would, and they can't have that. Can't have people blaming themselves. I mean, they don't want that, because then you won't like them and you won't vote for them, and more importantly, you won't give them money. And most importantly, you won't give them power over your life. In the meantime, we have spent a year diddling around for reasons that seem to be counterintuitive. But we're going to wear masks until 2022, says Fauci. My guess is we'll probably be wearing them longer than that. Cammie and I were having a discussion about this yesterday. And she was asking, will they ever tell us we don't have to wear masks again? You know, the only way this is going to happen, the only way we're ever going to not wear masks again, is if we the people stand up and say, we're not wearing these. No, we're not doing it. What are they going to do, arrest everybody? Washington has gone into phase two, quote unquote. Phase two, we're calling it. Basically because we were going to go into phase two anyway. There were rumors that many of the restaurants were going to open on February 26th. And in protest, and people were signing up to go to these restaurants, and the governor, watching, I guess, what's happening in California with the recall of Newsom, started to realize that it's not working anymore. This terrorizing people, this scaring people that they're all going to die from this virus that has, again, a 99% survival rate plus, is obscene. Of course, they're trying to make everything they can about it. Joe Biden's going to have a moment of silence today for the 500,000 Americans who have died of COVID, which is ridiculous. 500,000 Americans have not died of COVID. They may have died with COVID. But as we've been saying all along, underlying comorbidities are the more likely cause, and COVID simply enhances that or exacerbates that. Would they have died anyway? I don't know. The flu is not killing anybody this year. So who can say? Nobody can. Nobody will. We're left to our own devices to figure out whether or not people like Fauci and Biden and Trump and all these people are just bullshitting us, or if there really is an actual problem. And I say that as someone who's lost a couple of friends to COVID or with COVID. I know them. I knew them. I understand it. I understand that it can be a very painful thing. I get it. So is cancer. Yeah, it's lung cancer kills how many millions of people since it started? How many hundreds of thousands every year? And yet we're not banning smoking, which again, since the 1960s, we've known is the single most preventable way of preventing lung cancer. Stop people from smoking. We don't want to do that. Why? Because we make money from it. Somebody's making money from COVID, and I know this, it ain't me. So therein lies the problem. The opening of things here has been remarkable. We were able to have our first submarine veterans meeting in a year this past weekend, and it was really, really good. It was just nice to sit around in a room with people and talk about the last year and what you've been doing, what you've been up to, how you're feeling, how you're doing. Some of the people we lost. it was just really nice. It's great that Ben is going back to school today. It's stupid because he's going back for 2.5 hours. We got to put him on the bus because in order to drop him off, it would take a freaking hour to drop him off and another hour to pick him up. So what's the point in that? At any rate, he's going back to school today. He's excited, and I'm excited that he's excited about going back to school because really, while he has personally thrived under remote learning, I know a lot of kids haven't. I know I would have. I was talking to my sister last week. I would have killed for this. I would have killed to sit in front of a computer and learn that way. But it has had its price. I'm not going to kid you. Ben is, he's 10. He's a fifth grader. And right now he's starting to have some physical issues that are concerning to his mother, more so than me. He's put on the COVID-15, I guess is the way to say it. And she's got him outside walking right now because she wants him to get back in shape, which is okay. I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with it, but at the same time, you know, you gotta make these trade-offs and you gotta make these considerations for COVID. Let's get them back in school, get them back to learning. I'm just hoping that, you know, nothing happens that turns around in a week and says, oh, that's it. We've got to cancel it again. I'm not sure the kids would be able to handle that. I'm really not. I'm not sure that the parents would be able to handle that. Things starting to get back to normal, and then all of a sudden we're going to yank the carpet out from underneath it. And see, I think that's the underlying fear in all of this. We have given our governor so much power that while he benevolently says to us, okay, now you can go back after a year, now you can sit down in a restaurant. The virus has dumbed up enough to know that you're eating so it won't attack you now versus before when it didn't know and it would have attacked you. Now that we've given that governor so much power and you've done the same thing, I think there's an underlying fear that he might do it again. And the quest for power over people is so deep amongst folks that they're going to do it for reasons that may not really have anything to do with the virus at all, which again has a 99% survival rating and blah, blah, blah. You've heard all this stuff for a year. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to go, well, there you go. It's over and done now. Oh, keep wearing a mask till 2022, at least, says Fauci. Rod sent me an article this morning. By the way, we had a whale of a time doing WTF yesterday. So we're talking about the Texas power thing. And you can find it on plausiblylive.com. So we had planned to talk about that because there are some interesting things about this Texas situation. But we lost power here for a couple hours because of the wind. So we couldn't record at our normal time. Normally we record 10:30-ish on Sundays, but we couldn't record because my power was out. So by the time everything else got done, because then we started running errands because the power was out, we didn't need to be here. And then Rod started running errands because Dave's power's out. So anyway, by the time we got settled down and started doing that, we had a whale of a time recording that. But after the show yesterday, he sent me an article about people who wear glasses, which I am, are 3 times less likely to catch COVID. Now, again, how likely am I to catch COVID in the first place? It's a question that nobody really has an answer to. What's the percentage chance of actually catching COVID? Is it 10%? Is it 20%? Is it, you know, who knows? I mean, just the numbers alone would tell you that it's not extremely likely, but high risk, you know, high risk activities increase that, blah, 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 blah. But in general, how likely am I to get it anyway? But now because I wear glasses, I'm 3 times more likely not to catch it than people who don't wear glasses. And the reason is because, you ready? People who wear glasses don't rub their eyes as much. Now, just let it rattle around in your brain for a minute. For a year, we've been told we got to wear masks. We got to wear 2 masks. We got to stay 6 feet away. We can't go to a restaurant, can't go to a gym, can't go to a movie theater, can't go, because you might inhale the virus. And now we're told that if you rub your eyes, you'll get the virus. And people who wear glasses are safer because they don't rub their eyes as much. Are we going to, is Fauci going to come out now and mandate that everybody wear glasses? I don't know. I have no idea. What I do know is it's completely untrue. I mean, I can, all right, anecdotally untrue. I'm a guy who wears glasses. I've worn glasses since 1980. 1980, if you'll recall, something miraculous happened. The Miracle on Ice happened. And that was a crazy day. It really was, because not only did the Miracle on Ice happen, but that was the day my dad finally gave me permission to leave that summer to go to work. His argument up to that point had been, you stay a kid as long as you can stay a kid, because once you become not a kid anymore, you can't go back. And at the time, I was a typical teenager at the time, arguing with him, I guess. But he was right. I mean, from that day forward, I worked. But I had a good summer. I really did. So that was the summer that happened. But I had started wearing glasses. And what I remember most is I'd also broken a pair of glasses that day. And he was not happy about having to spend more money on glasses. So it was kind of one of those things where, you know, you do that. But anyway, what I do know is I touch my eyes as much as anybody. I just work my way behind the lenses. And I'm the kind of guy that actually takes my glasses off quite often because even with progressive lenses, I cannot see things up close. I just can't. It just hurts my eyes to do that. I'm even becoming dizzy when I scroll on my phone. Isn't that weird? I started using my iPad more because I have an iPad Pro. I have the biggest iPad you can get. But now I'm too close to it, so I have to step back away from it, which means I have to put my glasses back on. So I don't... Anyway, point of all this is I rub my eyes as much as anybody because my eyes hurt and it helps. So I'm not sure I buy this argument that people who don't rub their... or people who wear glasses don't rub their eyes. I think the reality of it is that even if you get COVID, like West Nile, it's more likely that you're going to be and not going to be symptomatic, and you're going to survive in most likely unless you have massive underlying comorbidities. And I'm not sure that wearing a mask into 2022 or 2023 or forever, I'm not sure that Governor Inslee threatening to shut us down again because the virus knows, you know, I'm not sure any of that. I'm not sure limiting capacity to stores, I'm not sure any of that really makes any all that much a difference. But I know this, these people are drunk with power and they are not going to want to give it up. Just like me, I'm going to keep rubbing my eyes and they're going to keep trying to tell us what to do. But at least we get to go back to school today. Yay!